Wesley, Haziel Wesley from Gombe State. Shalom, church. So one of my friends, whom I believe is also an intermessage believer, keep posting on Facebook that the covering of women is their hair, according to 1 Corinthians 11:5. Please explain this very verse for me. God bless you. Yes, the covering that God gave a woman for her head is her hair. That is natural. But 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where he's quoting, now says, a woman praying or prophesying with her head uncovered dishonored her head, which is the man. So, if you are going to understand what Apostle Paul is saying, it's Apostle Paul saying, when praying or prophesying, a woman should grow long hair. It's talking about how you comport yourself when you come for worship, during worship, as we come together like this. And Hazel, that these people who keep talking about the woman is her hair, therefore let them come to church without covering their hair, and they cite that scripture. That same scripture also said, a man that is praying or prophesying with his head uncovered, dishonoring his head, which is Christ, in the order of the kingdom. Now, and that is the only scripture that makes men come to church, or when praying, they remove their cap. So, let him, those who preach that, let that pastor preach with cap on his head. The only one that put cap, and he's the only one in the whole church that I have seen, is a Catholic bishop. Praise the Lord. And other bishops of like faith. And I want you to note that that is their religion. It is not the Christian religion. That is the Roman Catholic religion. Amen. Because that thing they wear on the head has no bearing whatsoever with the scripture. And there is no such tradition of the cloth that leaders of the fivefold ministry ever wore. Of course, even the titles they bear are not scriptural titles. So it is their religion. And please, don't bring the Catholic religion to Christianity. They have what they believe, and we Christians, we have what we believe. Praise the Lord. And I'm not speaking against them. They have their religion. And everybody is free to worship God the way you understand. I am talking to people who have the Bible as their absolute. Are they here today? God bless you. So please, forget it. They are just confused. They are confused. And my entire message believers around the world, they use it to say I am in error. I am not in error. And maybe you say William Branham, the church that he pastored, women were not covering their heads. And please, praise the Lord. William Branham is not my absolute. I am following William Branham as he is following Christ. And that same William Branham pointed me to the Bible. And I know many intermediate believers, some of them very close to me, disagree with me on this point. But I walk by my conviction. I'm not a follow. What I see in the scripture is contrary. And I will hold on to the Bible. When you see that like this, sister, cover your hair. It's scriptural. They have invited me to their churches, any intermediate church, even Pentecostal church. When I go there, they don't cover their hair. I do what I came there to do, and I leave. But if you come here, whoever you are, please respect what we believe here and cover your hair. If not, I will be stumbled. Please don't make me stumble. Amen. And this has become the dividing line between me and many enter-message churches. 99% of them don't cover their hair. All over the world. Why? Because William Branham's church did not cover. Praise the Lord. Okay, now. If I am wrong, listen. This is where you see error. This is where you see error. This is how to identify error. You say the hair. They are hearing me now. You say the hair is covering for a woman. Now, if I now say you should put scarf on it during washing. I didn't say or to only during washing. When you leave your hair. When you finish from church, leave your hair long. If I say put scarf on it, not be double covering. Not be double covering with that. Have I put any load on your head by that? I should be the one fighting them. Why are you people opening hair in your churches? Instead, they are the one fighting me. Why are you telling the women to cover hair? Since you say cover, they are already covered now, plus their hair, plus scarf on top. Why are you fighting me? And if you dare wear this in their churches, you enter any of those, some of those carnal churches, immediately you enter, the sermon of the pastor will change. He said, why are you covering your hair? Don't bring that in here. Don't bring that in here. They keep fighting you over it. That's where you see the error. She has covered her hair. To start with, the African dress, normally, all African women, even by our culture, we have gele, her tie. So what's the problem? And some of them, you must dress like America. Some of the churches, everything, they want to copy the American. Nigerian church, every man coming to the church, you must wear tie. Or wear suit. Must wear tie. It's compulsory. If not, they won't even allow you to enter the church. If you don't wear a tie. Then come, talk, say, pastor, they fly in a shirt like this. Huh? And then one of them, I went to their office. I say, see the church now. They say, well, are we on the line? I say, open now. He opened YouTube. I said, see now. And then that day I was wearing t-shirts. And the first thing he said, don't you people wear suit? Then I look and say, are we Americans? He's a very respected person in this country. I say, are we Americans? Why should I wear a suit? They sweat inside suit for Africa here. Why are they preach? I said, that is mental colonization. I said, that is colonial mentality. You have to wear suit before you will be respected. Abi, for Africa. Make a wear suit, they sweat. If not, I will not be pastor. Praise the Lord. If you like, no, listen to what I talk because of how I dress. You go to hell. Yes, finish your question.
Proverbs 28:22. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him.
He that hasteth, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Hey, now.
So that is, I sent you something on WhatsApp that you told me to remind you. There's this thing going on now is all over that they have different names. They have the one they call MMM, so many ways, the networking, where when you register, you fill your information, maybe you choose an amount, a particular amount of money you'll be paying every month. Maybe you put 100,000, at the end of the month, they will pay you 150,000. 500,000, you get 1.5 million, like that. So many people has approached me, even my husband, for that, but my spirit did not still accept it as a Christian. Because I don't know that money they are giving us back, where are they getting it from? How did that money come? Some people said it's a way of borrowing people money, but I still think as of it in a way that even the Bible is against you borrowing some, giving somebody money and looking for interest. So I don't know. So I want to ask, is it good for a Christian to partake on something like that?
See, listen, thank you for asking that question. Thank you very much for asking that question. You see, there are people that instead they are full of brain, but negatively. Oyibo will use their own positively. We here is negatively. And the reason is because we are very gullible. Everybody wants fast money. Everybody wants fast money. And so many of us also, you know, we have smartphones, emails, and we have all these social media accounts. And then you will see funny, there is one that I've been sending to my mail recently, that their company is looking for somebody to employ. They are looking for employees. They want seeking to employ people, something like that. I know many of you have received it. Those who have email, you will receive it. And then I noticed that there was a day, five of them came in together, and each of them introduced himself as, I am the something manager, the same manager, the same, so, and it is the same wording. The same wording, only, you know, name. I am Mr. So-so-so. Different names. But the same letter with different names. I look, I say, I am sure. Now, why Yahoo boy is somewhere that has written these letters and said it, cast thy bread upon many waters. No harm, I go get one. Somebody will call you, hello, they finish with BVN now. Hello, yes, we discovered that somebody has made a request, want to tell, so we blocked it. We have blocked it, we want to confirm if you are the one. I am the something manager of the bank. Customer care, and we have this, so we have temporarily blocked the account to confirm if you are the one for us to open it. Are you aware of this? Of course you say no. It's okay for us to unblock it. Give us the details of your account. And you have forgotten that with telephone now, even 3310 phone, star, this amount, this pin, this, chow, your money don't come over your account. And then foolish you, they are giving, I didn't know, this is my number, this is the pin. What of the pin code? Okay, give it down, so that we open it for you. And then you give all the details of your account. Then cost you in this modern time. They are there. What a wash. There's a box. They give you the taxi you enter to drop you somewhere. Then all of a sudden, the story changed between driver and one other customer inside. And then you are putting your hand, and then they are trying to involve you. They will involve you, not knowing there is a ring. Before you know what, now don't go enter out. That is how Ojukwu made his money. That is how Dangote made his money. That is how this one made his money. We saw it inside that box, millions of dollars. We just wash it. We need this, and then they will collect. Before you know what, you don't go enter vow. You don't feel sleep again. Hey, they gave me prophecy that this year is in my year. When they crepe you finish, you go to that address, you don't go see anybody there again. Or somebody is telling you, excuse me, please. Please, oh, where is John Paul Street here. John Paul Street? No, it's not street like that here. What is this? What is this? What is happening? Say, I'm just landing from Kenya. I brought a container and I'm supposed to have, then he talk you. Before you know what, the partner started so I will call and say, what thing happened? What thing the man to tell you? Let's make we help him. You enter. Yeah. He don't finish you. Amen. Now, coming to you now. Somebody will say, we are into a network. Bring 100,000 naira. Every month, you'll be receiving 50,000 naira as interest. It's a network. You build it. It's a pyramid. It is a rectangle. It is a what? This thing has been, all this what is now, people are doing now, making. Now, common sense. Which business are you going to do with my 100,000 naira that will give me 50,000 naira in a month? Which business? Then, because they want to use you to get more customers, you welcome, jam, they will give you. Then 50,000. You come second time, 50,000. You know what everybody to come? Now the truth is that they are going to recruit thousands of people. It is the money people are dropping that they are giving you to bring in more people. When they have gathered all they want, you will not see them again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My sister, she's watching me now. My junior sister entered that one chance some few years back. He said, everybody's into it. He mentioned this name, mentioned this name. Mentioned. She didn't hear me now. I'm sure you're watching me now. You didn't hear me now. Where are you there? You didn't hear me. There, Akwanga now. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me now. She was in Abuja. I said, hey! Now for one night, he said, I should give her money. Help me now. Brother, help me now. I need this amount. How much he said he need the same? I said, Dalayo. I said, go there, give them phone, make her talk to them. She went there, see this person, he bought car with it. This one. I said, Dalayo. And you don't want to help me, just say you don't want to help me. Don't want to help me. I said, give me phone. I said, please. They say you are this big financial institution. I say, do you have a website? Can I see your website? He said, it's an American, blah, blah, blah. I say, your website. So that I can know more about you. He said, yes, he has it, he has it. Give me one kind name. I don't see anything. I said, go back there again. I said, excuse me. Are you licensed by the Central Bank of Nigeria? He said, no, but they are aware. They know. He said, don't you know? He begin to talk. I said, excuse me. Every company that receives deposit of money is licensed by the Central Bank. Do you have your license? He said, look, I am, you know, we turn here, turn left, turn right, turn here. I said, okay. I told him, I said, see, now jail you they go, so, for food. Now jail. The thing where you use, give my sister. Well, catch her. She don't be sleep. She won't collect money, give you. If I give you my own money, I'm going to give her money, small, to try you. If you are false, 1 week, they will catch you. I forgot how much I gave my sister, either 100,000 or 50,000 naira. I said, try this one first. They go give her. 1 week after she go. They say, what happened? They say, nobody there. Again. Nobody did. Again. Nobody did. And so, I begin here, all the people, they had recruited so many of them in the family. Well, don't make money. All of them, some of them are hearing me now. That they are mumu. All of them are mumu. They collected your money. That is what they say. And then some of them come to the church. Come to even Brother Assembly. of us are sense people full here. You can't dupe an Igbo man easily, you know. You can't dupe an Igbo man easily. Praise the Lord. Even if they dupe other Igbo men somewhere, but the ones where they come this church, our eyes of God. You cannot get us. You can't get us easily. Please, I am your pastor. This man you see here has experience. This man you see here is knowledgeable. This man you see here, amen. God prepare me before making me a pastor. Any business you want to enter, come for counseling. We will counsel you. All of now, when they do oil business. Some of you are lucky enough. When you come to me and say, hey, that's why they talk, eh? That's why you be say, eh? That's why you be say, eh? I say, your money don't go finish. Anything, eh? I say, when I say, any, those of you abroad, phone me, oh. I will not participate. It's free counseling, free consultation, free. It's for your own good. And above all, I go enter spirit. Siam. Praise God. Praise the Lord. See, I am a shepherd of God's sheep, so God will give me some amount of wisdom that will help you. I'm telling you, that is the truth. So Koniman died, Koniman bury him. That scripture you quote, read it again, make it hear. He that hastened to make wealth, what will happen to him?
Consider not the poverty shall come upon him.
What will happen? Read the whole verse. He that hasted quick money to be rich, it is because you have an evil eye. And consider it not, you are not considering that poverty shall come upon you, because you will crash. You will crash. God bless you. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Who is that? Our time don't go. Brother Philip, from where? From Nigeria. Nigerian flag, lay up. Dear Brother Moses, please, why are your members in the habit of bowing at strategic position on the altar? Why they bow at strategic places at the altar? Now, if you are spiritual, Brother Philip, wherever you are calling from, if you are spiritual, then you will, you know, follow us spiritually. Amen. There is no specific place at the altar we tell anybody to go and bow. And if anything at all, you have heard me say it several times, that the true altar is not that place. If you have heard me before, I have said the true altar is in your heart. Praise the Lord. But I've also said that when we exercise faith, we can do so many unusual things. That you can as well say, why do we have a specific address where we go every service day to gather and worship? Why are we not sitting in our houses? Is God not in our houses? Why are we gathering here? This building has been dedicated for worship. And that's why we all gather here to worship the Lord. And in a part here, a place has been dedicated also for prayer. And it is nothing but an action of faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you don't have to come there to bow. Amen. But our own way of total submission unto the Lord. And please, we are spiritual people. Amen. We didn't say you must bow there. We didn't say unless you go there. No. That place is dedicated. And that's why we stand there to preach the word of God. It's just a dedicated place for worship. Brother Philip, amen. You flow with us in the spirit. Don't look at us carnally. God bless you. Now, the last question. That person must be an intermediate believer. Now, somebody asked me a question from either Akwa Ibom or Cross Rivers. I saw it earlier in the day. Your question is that Sister Linda of Holiness Revival Ministry, in her narration of the revelation she had, you said that she saw people burning in hell. And your question is, are there people now in hell? And your question, you said I should support it with scriptures. That she saw people burning in hell. Let me read some scriptures. There is a way that the Lord Jesus Christ put it. Praise God. Let me start with Matthew chapter 10. In Matthew chapter 10, amen. Yes. Let me just rush through this. Amen. Verse 27 and verse 28 to get a picture. What, this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body. Where? In hell. Okay. Let's see that of Luke 16 first. Luke 16, 19. Another narration there. Luke 16 and verse 19. He said, he's talking about the story of Lazarus and the rich man. And then, let me just read from verse 22, please. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. That is it now. He was in torment. And seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. He saw himself in hell and being tormented with flame. And in verse 28, he said, For I have five brethren. He says, you should send somebody now to his brothers. For I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And so, Linda saw people in hell. They were being tormented with fire. Listen. Linda was describing a revelation she saw. And God is going to give her enough message to convey to the world. In showing her, he showed the people being unbelievers, sinners, being under torment. But they were in hell. And whatever way God shows her, hell is a place of torment. That is the important thing. Hell is a place of torment. But it is not yet the lake of fire. Praise God. The lake of fire is comes up only in the white throne judgment, where evil hell itself will bring all the people that are in hell, and all the hell will be thrown into the lake of fire with all the occupants. So hell is a place of torment. Whatever God uses to torment them, it is a place where it's not worth anybody to go. Once an unbeliever dies, once a sinner dies, amen, your judgment starts from there. You are in torment until the white throne judgment. You will remain there until Christ comes, takes us home. We come back, stay 1,000 years, you are still in that torment for 1,000 years. Finally, where you have been kept, that prison called hell, will be packed together with you and put there. Isaiah said, hell has enlarged her coast. Because many people, more people are going there. You will not be among in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much. Can we clap our hands for our God? Can we stand up and clap our hands for Jesus?